So, hey guys, welcome back to Tabletop Discussion with Brittany and Manny. Today's topic, we are going to be talking about love languages and how love languages can help impact your relationship and how to nurture the love language that your significant other has. So, sit back, enjoy, and get ready for this podcast.
So, just to let everyone know, if you're not familiar with love languages, there's these books that were written by, I think, Gary Chapman, The Five Love Languages, How to Express Heartfelt Commitment to Your Mate. Mm-hmm. Love languages, they describe how we receive love from others. The love languages are words of affirmation, acts of service, quality time, physical touch, and receiving gifts. It's a really wonderful read if you ever get a chance to check it out. No, we're not being compensated for telling you to read this book, but you learn a lot about yourself just by reading it.
So, I guess I'll talk about how I actually learned about the five love languages. So honestly, I actually learned about it like when I was in school. And by school, I mean dental school. It was like my second year of dental school and we were all sitting in like a classroom. And one of my girlfriends, like one of my really good friends in dental school, she sent me like this quiz and she was like, "Girl, take this quiz about love languages or whatever." And I had never heard of this thing ever before. I had no idea what it was. I had never heard different type of love languages. So I took the quiz and come to find out my love languages are, or my top ones are quality time, physical touch, I believe acts of service, words of affirmation, and then receiving gifts. And looking back, like, over, I guess, like, my dating history, I really would say that that's actually pretty factual. Quality time is something that is really important to me. Like, it lets me know that I feel valued and honored by the other person when I know that they're, like, making it a point to spend time with me. And I'm not saying that, like, I need to be around this person 24/7 or anything like that. But just knowing that person, that someone is putting in the effort to actively plan and do things to be around me is something that is really important to me. So, that is my number one love language. It's quality time. How did you learn about love languages, and what would you say is your number one love language? Or you could just list them, you know, in order.
I actually learned about it because I was in a self-help section in the Barnes & Noble bookstore. So I came across, because they have love languages for different things, for couples, for parents, for like siblings. It's all kind of different ones, but it was actually interesting when I read it, and it talked about how we all differ in the way that we interpret love is usually the way that we give it to other people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those people, they don't interpret love the same way that you do.
Right.
So for me, I really love words of affirmation. I actually like the feeling of knowing that a person actually feels a certain type of way about me. Then after that is the acts of service, mm-hmm. but it goes with the words. So I found out that I do a lot of that, but people aren't always receptive to hearing the words. Sometimes they don't want the words. They'll be like, "Where's the gifts?" And different things like that. Or I wouldn't spend enough quality time.
Okay.
But then I didn't think about it because it wasn't something that I felt was as important to me. But once I read the book, which we'll go over a little bit more a little later, once I read the book, then I started to be aware of what my signals and what it is that I'm actually interested or looking for. Then I started looking at what I was giving. So since then, I became a little different where I feel like I access all of them, but I don't know how I feel receiving all of them yet, but I know how to give all of them because I don't want to give someone an incomplete picture of who we are. So I guess that's my long answer.
I mean, that was a detailed answer. So you feel that you possess all five love languages equally, or is there one that you possess more strongly than the other?
Well, would you believe me if I told you I can do all five equally? I'm ambidextrous.
I mean, I believe that that's factual for you. But I don't think that that would be factual for most people. Like, for me, I don't necessarily think I possess all five strongly. But if one of... Okay, for instance, we can just talk about this now. How we both reciprocate each other's love language to help the other person. So, like, yours is words of affirmation. And because I know that, I feel like I'm always making it a point to tell you things about you and how great you are to me, how amazing of a man you are, how you make me feel that, you know, you can conquer the world, that you can do it all, because I feel that that's important to you and you need to hear that at times, more so for like validity reasons to a certain extent.
Well, no, it's not that. I think it's actually more important for me to understand your love language in order to present that to you. So if giving words of affirmation wasn't native or normal to you, and you know that that's something that's important to me as a love language, you start to give that. But it's like reading the book, it helps you two ways. It helps you to know what your own love languages are, but also to be able to decipher and understand it in other people. Because there's a lot of people who've never read the book. But you can see it. Like I was telling my mom, she wasn't big on the words. She would do everything that she needed to do. She'll bust down a wall to save her kids, get us everything that we want. But she wasn't giving us the words. And there wasn't the physical touch when we come in the house hugging us because she hasn't seen us all day. It's like she's never read the book. But now, after reading the book, I can like pick her up. And I'll be like, you know what? I don't remember her and my dad always kissing and hugging and all that stuff. I was like, because that just wasn't the language that
they spoke to each other.
So it actually like helps to learn it. So when I say that I'm well versed in all five, it's not necessarily that I have to use all five, because some of them are meaningless to certain people. But yeah, it's like I try to be more aware, because if I love you, I'm want to give you all the feelings of love back, but I have to give it to you in a language you understand.
And that's the thing. People are presenting love to people in ways that they can't necessarily comprehend. So I think that's why it's important for people to learn how to like nurture the love language of their significant other.
So what we should probably do today is individually go through all of the five love languages with a couple of examples just to get everyone more familiar with all of those. But before we do that, we should probably take a second out for our sponsor. Okay, we're back. This is Manny. So what we're going to do now, we're going to talk about the first love language that we were talking about before the break. That was words of affirmation. By definition from the book, you should ask yourself, how do you feel when you hear your partner offer encouraging, affirming words and compliments? Such as examples, your partner congratulates you, tells you great job, tells you to look attractive, or thanks you for something. If these make you feel the most loved and happy, words of affirmation may be your primary love language. And I know we spoke for me, that is actually important to me. Although I'm okay without it, it's actually interesting that this one is actually important to me. So that's words of affirmation. That's actually just make sure your partner actually knows how you feel, because a lot of people, they'll do all of the things, but sometimes you don't interpret the things that they're doing as showing that they care. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when people want to spend all that quality time, as a guy, we think that's clingy. Like, why do you have to be so clingy? I don't want to be around you all the time. Instead of just thinking, maybe that's the way she shows that she enjoys quality time. But for a person who doesn't know that, it's just clingy. Mm-hmm. Just freaking clingy.
So freaking clingy.
So that being said, I think that's actually important. It shouldn't leave a lot to the imagination. I know a lot of times in the workplace, sometimes people that you're working with or working for, they never say anything, but they respect everything that you're doing. But then you feel like you don't really matter as much.
Yeah.
So I think we all should seek to do that even a little bit, because I can't assume that you feel a certain way about me if you never told me. It's like if you tell me this is how you feel and then you show me a certain ways, I could say, you know what? She does love me. She told me she loved me. And I see she's this and this and this. Mm-hmm. But if you're just trying to spend time with me, it's just, why are you spending time with me, clingy person? Like, at least tell me why you're doing it. So that's words of affirmation. So can you go over another love language?
So love language number 2 is acts of service. It says, ask yourself, how do you feel when your partner helps you with tasks that reduce burden or ease your stress? An example of that would be your partner does a chore for you, runs an errand for you, or takes care of something without having to be asked. If these things make you feel the most loved and happy, acts of service may be your primary love language. For me, acts of service is not necessarily a big one, but I respect it if my partner is going out of their way to like do something for me, or they're trying to make my life easier in some way, especially if they do it without me having to like ask, you know what I'm saying, or without me having to bring it up. Like, I definitely could respect that, and I definitely would appreciate it. But as far as me and my top tier love languages, like acts of service is not necessarily big. But I know for a lot of people, this is really important, because they find value when their partner is able to do something for them that's going to make their life easier or something like that.
So in other words, it's not your primary, but it's part of the secondary. Everything else,
yeah,
is part of the secondary.
It's not my primary one, but I would definitely respect it. Like, when you do little things for me and I'm not necessarily like asking you to, like, I always appreciate it. I'm like, that was so thoughtful.
So okay. Have I did any acts of service?
You have. I just think little things. Okay, so for instance, guys, he just cleaned my car for me. Now, I had like mentioned it, like, oh man, my car needs to be cleaned or whatever, but I wasn't necessarily like giving him the narrative of like, you better clean my car, you better do it. But he took initiative upon himself to just do it. And so he came, picked up my car from work, gave me his keys just in case like something crazy happened in the building and I needed to get away.
That was thoughtful.
And he literally cleaned my car for me. It's very nice. It's very sparkly clean now. And then he brought it back to my job. And that's an act of service. Like, he was doing something that was making my life easier, because technically if he hadn't done it, I would have to go to a detail shop like on the weekend. I would have to sit there for hours and wait. And he did it in between the time that like I was just at work working. But that was an act of service. Oh. Thanks, babe.
Thanks. Well, I really wanted to do it for you. It wasn't that you asked me. I just wanted to do whatever it takes to make life easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually is one of the love languages that I primarily use, giving back to you, where I told you I just got all five of them. It's not really that. That's actually one that I actually strive, but it's not even a plan to do it. I just want to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to find a way to do something. I can't wait till you drop something so I can pick it up and hand it to you. Like, I just want to just do stuff.
Let me just start dropping random things.
Go ahead. Do it now. So, I guess I should go into love language number three.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is receiving gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So, viewers, ask yourself, how do you feel when your partner gets you thoughtful or extravagant gifts? Examples, you get a gift or a small treat from your partner that tells you he or she was thinking about you. If these things make you feel the most loved and happy, receiving gifts may be your primary love language. So, thinking about this one, I don't really know how I feel about this one exactly, because I never get gifts in general, so I don't really know how I would receive them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, should I scream? Should I jump up and down?
You don't know the emotion that you would have.
I don't know if I possess the emotion for it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably be internalized.
Mm.
Because sometimes I would think, if somebody give me something, why are they giving it to me? But that's just me in my own head.
Yeah.
But luckily, I don't have a problem because nobody gives me anything. So,
that's changing.
Well, I can tell you this, that when we first went out, it's like I didn't get anything extravagant exactly. I just got a thoughtful gift when we first went out for the first time, when I got you the gratitude jar.
Oh, yeah, that was very thoughtful.
And it's like it was just a small memento of how I was feeling at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I actually do believe in those things, and it's actually another one that I actually use back on you.
Mm-hmm.
Pearls.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about like your birthday, your sisterhood sorority,
mm-hmm.
it's like I think about all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like but then again, I want to use it. So I'm saying I'm using three love languages now. I told you I use all five. I'm using three. So, what do you have to say?
For me, like, once again, receiving gifts is probably, it's a secondary one for me. Like, if a person doesn't get me anything, like, I would be okay with that. Like, I'm not expecting that the person I'm with has to, like, give me all these lavish things. Because at the end of the day, anybody can buy lavish things. That doesn't necessarily mean that there's a thought behind it. You know what I'm saying all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes people just say, like, oh, I'm gonna buy you this bag or whatever. And it's just like, here's this bag. Here you go. It's not necessarily, like, a thought behind it. So that's why at times, like, receiving gifts is not necessarily, like, a huge one for me. Now, if it's a thought and a story behind it, then yes, I love it. Because for you, there was a thought and a story behind each thing that you have given me so far. Like, there was a thought and a story behind the pearl earrings and the bracelet and stuff like that.
I guess we should give the background story of the pearl earrings and bracelet, because we didn't discuss it last podcast.
Okay, you can go ahead.
So, I guess just to interrupt the love languages video. So, we actually started dating, and within a month of dating, I was blessed with her birthday coming up. And I had to think about what I wanted to do for her birthday. And then there was this other event coming up, which I'm not going to speak on unless she says it.
You can speak on it.
Nope, I'll let you speak on it because you'll speak on it.
Okay.
What was the event?
So, Founders Day was coming up for my sorority. So, I'm an AKA, and Founders Day was on a Friday. Mm-hmm. And that's the same day that you were going to celebrate my birthday, was on that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
January 15th.
Yep. And since the moment that I met her and I actually found out about AKA, I had been like in my free time doing some studying, crash course research, watching videos, looking at little paragraphs of different things on the internet. I was trying to like get myself up to speed in case she asked me stuff like, what are my colors? What do we stand for? How was it created? She never did any of that stuff, but I was actually studying. I was like, oh, why all these people wearing pearls? So I had to do some Google searching because I was like, she says she liked pearls and she always have on pearls. So it just so happened that Founders Day was actually kind of coming up, and I was thinking about the significance of the pearls and also what she actually meant to me, because I actually found when I was looking at the pearls that they were all unique, that they looked the same on the outside, but if you look at them really close with a microscope, they're all individual and unique, which is what she felt like to me. So I felt like I should get her pearls to represent Founders Day and also represent who she was to me. So I did get her a bracelet. Then I did get her earrings, because I know when she was talking about the earrings that she wears to work, and I was thinking those would be pearl earrings that she's wearing to work. So I had to get the pearl earring because I really thought she'd have those. And I saw her with pearls, but I didn't see her with a pearl bracelet on. So I said I had to make sure that I actually get it. But they kept saying, don't you want diamonds? I was like, no, I want pearls. Pearls.
Get a man what he wants. So,
yes. I didn't come there for diamonds. I came for pearls. Shout out to Zach at K's Jewelers, because he was the one that actually put me in the game. I do got his number. I told him I'll be back. So I guess we just drifted off on a topic, so we'll get back to it. So,
but that we drifted off to that topic because it was falling under receiving gifts. And essentially what I was saying with receiving gifts, I enjoy receiving gifts if there's a thought and meaning behind it. And then before we move to the next topic, I don't mind giving gifts as well. Like, I just want to give somebody something that they will value and like. So, you know, that's why earlier I was kind of asking you those questions.
No, but it's hard for me because you're the greatest gift I've ever received. Blessings from the heaven.
Oh, you can't replace that, can ya?
So everything else falls short.
Well, that's how we feel about receiving gifts, guys. So on to love language 4, quality time. So it says, ask yourself, how do you feel when your partner gives you their undivided attention and you engage in meaningful conversation or activities? Examples, you and your partner have a date night, go on a trip together, or have a deep conversation. If these things make you feel the most loved and happy, quality time may be your primary love language. And that is mine. Ding, ding, ding to that. Quality time is so important to me because, like I said, I like when a person actually is intentional and takes the time out to want to plan and spend time with me, plan and do activities that I like and that they would enjoy as well. And for me, it just makes me feel valued and it just makes me feel honored. And like I said, it just overall makes me feel happy. So I feel like you do a really good job at like reciprocating that to me, the quality time. Like, there hasn't been a time where I have felt like he doesn't want to spend time with me, he's not listening to me. I think you actively do an amazing job in that area. You're invested.
I am, and the interesting thing is I really do want to spend time, so I think I actually go out of my way to create moments to have more time.
So let me tell you guys, this is how we spend some of our quality time. And this is what makes me really like excited about the things that he does because it's just pure and intentional. So once a week, during the middle of the week, he makes it a point to come and pick me up for lunch, and we go have lunch with each other within that hour that I have. You know, we can't go that far, but we go and have lunch with one another, and he's been consistent about it since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Very consistent. Like, if he has multiple off days during the week, he's typically, yeah, you've came each and every time. There was like last week we went out for lunch. Was that twice? That was twice. Two times.
Twice this week.
Did we go yesterday? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We went, oh, yes. So we went yesterday and then we went today. Mm-hmm. So it's just the little things like that, because that breaks up my day. And then it's that excitement of like looking forward to being able to see him and, you know, spending that time. Like, time doesn't have to necessarily be like you guys spend hours and hours together, even though that is great and that's nice. But, you know, in the middle of the day, like having work and seeing patients and stuff like that, it's good to have something to like look forward to.
Well, I know for me, I didn't really understand it initially that the meaningful conversation falls under quality time.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that the things that we actually do the best is the meaningful conversations, that I had to make sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked it up and he told me I was a sapiosexual. But I was like, man, that actually sounds strange. I don't want to be that. they were trying to say that if you like to be mentally stimulated, yeah, you're sapiosexual.
If you're into like intellectual conversations, yeah. and thoughts.
I was like, who gets turned on by dumb conversation? Like, what do you call that?
Well, you'll be shocked and surprised at things that turn people on.
Well, I was like, I like meaningful conversation where I could talk for hours as long as the person is engaged in me. Because I get bored easy, because if I know exactly what you're going to say every time you say it, why am I talking to you? And if you're saying stuff that I don't care about, why am I talking to you? And I'm not trying to say that I'm rude. I'm just trying to say, for that person that's closest to you, you want to have meaningful conversation.
Of course.
Because that's the person you spend most of the time with. Mm-hmm. So I just think about it. I'd be like, if I was trapped on an elevator waiting 13 hours to be rescued, would I want to be on the elevator with you? And then if you think about that with your partner or significant other, then you will know how you feel about them. Because if that's the worst thing that could possibly happen, you're probably in the worst place you probably should be in. But I'm not an expert. I'm just a regular person that works a regular job. So I guess moving forward. The fifth love language is physical touch. By definition, they're saying, ask yourself, how do you feel when your partner shows you affection through touch? Examples: you and your partner hold hands, kiss, hug, or sit lay close together. If these things make you feel the most loved and happy, physical touch may be your primary love language. So I guess some people want to say PDA. I just did that little exclamation points with my hands. Public displays of affection. But it doesn't have to be in public. But I guess physical touch, I think, is actually something real and something important. It doesn't mean that it always is supposed to lead to sexual encounters. Mm-hmm. But it's just...
I was just about to say that.
If we're walking in a crowded place, we went to... there's this market here called Westside Market where you can get fresh produce and meats and different things like that. We went... It was pretty crowded, you know. Mm-hmm. COVID crowded is a little different than pre-COVID crowded, but nonetheless, it was crowded.
Yeah.
That it was one of our first couple dates hanging together that we held hands when we were walking in there, and part of it was because I didn't want her to get lost in the crowd, and the second thing is I just wanted her to be like close to me, and it just actually felt good. It just, it really does. Or you know, walking across the street, just holding hands, walking across the street, just little things like mm-hmm. that. I think we everyone pretty much likes this to a point. I don't know anybody who don't like to be touched at all, but maybe those people exist. But some people don't even want to be touched when it's leading to something sexual. The rest of the time, they want you to go away.
Yeah.
So that's mm-hmm. actually a real thing, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Annie, you wanted to add to this one?
I think physical touch is important. Like you said, not just in a sexual way, but just it's showing small acts of caring, essentially, to me. So, you know, when I see you, I love, you know, running up to you. Not literally running up to you, but I love, like, giving you a huge hug, giving you a kiss and stuff like that. Like, it just feels good. So, I like it. You like it. And we reciprocate that to each other. And I will say, I think that you were more affectionate in the beginning than I was. Mm-hmm. I think, would you agree with that?
Yeah.
To, like, a certain extent.
Yeah, I think I probably was at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that, like, I was nervous or that I was shy or anything like that. I don't know, for me, it was more so just a little apprehensive of, like, okay, I have to make sure that, like, this is going, like, in the right direction sort of situation. But once I knew, it was a wrap after that.
Yep. Now we're in a good place. So, what I wanted to say about the love languages, if we didn't iterate it at the beginning, is all of us pretty much have a primary love language in the way that we like to receive love. Everything else comes secondary. Some people don't utilize any of the others, but even if you do, you still have a certain primary one, and then you have the other. So we all should strive to be aware of all those, because mm-hmm. it's good just to have a little bit of a mix. You mm-hmm. don't want a person that just wants to spend time with me, but they don't want to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to touch me. They just want to spend time. I'm like, that it just will be inadequate.
Yeah.
So if you want to build healthy relationships, you do have to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
You do want to learn all of those things mm-hmm. because there's a time and place for all of them. It's just my job is to actually know when and where to utilize all of them mm-hmm. as part of a healthy relationship. I know they use these books in a lot of those couples retreats.
Yeah.
And different things when they're trying to rekindle things when they fell off the wagon, mm-hmm. Per se.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they fell off a real wagon. But I don't know. So why did you do the quiz to begin with when you did the love language quiz?
Well, I've taken this love language quiz multiple times.
Does it keep changing?
No, it's pretty consistent for the most part. Like, it doesn't really change. I mean, like, the first time I took it, like I said, I just took it because one of my girlfriends was like, girl, take this quiz. You heard of this? And we were all like, okay, let's take it. So I just took it. But then the following times I took it, I was just curious to see if, like, it would change based off where, like, my relationship was at that point in time, or if it would change based off of the fact I was with, you know, a specific person or something like that. But for the most part, like, my needs are consistent across the board with whomever I've been with. It's just that everyone has not been able to arrive to the occasion and meet my love language until now. You have.
Oh, yay. See, and at the beginning, I didn't even know that you knew about the love languages
mm-hmm.
until we actually talked about it later. So,
and didn't we, like, do some sort of quiz over the was mm-hmm. that was we it
did.
This?
Yes.
Okay. Did, yeah, we did do, like.
Yeah, but I didn't know that you had been utilizing it over and over again in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was introducing, like, new
something new to me. Thought I was new to the game with this.
Nope. I did. Mm-mm. Yeah, I thought you was new to this. You was true to this. So that's actually like wonderful, but love languages really is an important thing that we recommend everyone either read the book. Some people don't have time to read the book. You can just go online and just do the quiz. You can just do any type of search in your favorite search engine about the love language quiz. They're pretty much free and different things, but I really think everyone should really read the book because it goes more in depth. You learn a little bit more about yourself, mm-hmm. and also more about your partner or your future partners. And if you are in a relationship, maybe the both of you. Did I say that right?
Yeah, the both of you.
Oh, no, both of us.
The both, if you're in a relationship, the both of you, it depends on what you're going to say.
I did it right. So, the both of you probably should read it together because it'd be good for team building because... Mm-hmm. The two of you in a relationship can kind of discuss things and also certain aspects of your relationship and talk about how it affected you. Because before I read that book, I don't think I really knew what a love language was. I just thought it was something that you say, something that you show. Mm-hmm. But it's not always noticeable mm-hmm. to everyone depending on how you're showing it. Mm-hmm. So... Especially as like a guy, because we don't always show a whole lot of anything. We just kind of just expect you to just know, I'm here, ain't I? That's pretty much what we'll say. Don't you see me here every day? Don't I pick up the phone when you call?
You say it dry like that?
No, that's their voice.
that's not your voice.
Like, I'll be like, oh, I didn't pick up the phone fast enough. You still there? Yeah, that's their voice. That's the outside voice.
Oh, the outside voice.
Yeah, that's not the voice.
Okay, I know. That's not the voice that you use. Yeah, that's not the voice.
I would try to see if you notice it.
But overall, guys, this was just a open, candid discussion about love languages. Like we said, we encourage you all to, you know, dive into love languages and see what your love language is and explore that with your significant other, or even just explore with yourself. Even if you aren't dating someone, it's good to start developing those characteristics and those things that you want, so you can be able to tell that information to whoever your significant other will be in the future, because you want to be able to tell people how to love you. Because that's going to make all the difference. And if they are genuinely wanting to be with you and invested, then it won't be a problem for them to reciprocate your love language to you.
So, again, we recommend you take the quiz. And if possible, try to read one of the books. The author's name is Gary Chapman. And it's The 5 Love Languages, How to Express Heartfelt Commitment to Your Mate. There's a couple of other books that he made after this one, but this was the initial one. It's 1992. So I don't know when they found out about these languages, but it was in a book in 1992. So that was a long time. So you probably should partake in trying to read this book and see what it does for your relationship.
So that's the end, guys. Thank you for listening. Once again, like and share this with friends and family. You know, if you want to, leave us a review. Tell us how we're going. Not going, but tell us how we are doing. And we will be back next week with a brand new topic. And we hope that you guys have enjoyed the tabletop discussions with Brittany and Manny. See you guys.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye. So, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Tabletop Discussions with Brittany and Manny. Today, Manny is not here, but I have my very good friend, Ariel. I'm here in Nashville visiting, and she's going to be our special guest today. So, say hey, girl.
Hey, Hey guys, thank you for having me, Brittany. I appreciate it. Here to talk about some different type of conversations today.
Yeah, so I guess we can say that this is kind of like a girls type of podcast. It's just us two ladies will be hitting on some very interesting topics that are pertinent to women more so than men. Mm-hmm. But I think everybody can learn from it. So before we get into our little small talk discussion, let's take a little break and we'll hear some things from our sponsors.